Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen.
Hello and welcome to Frank Allen Interviews. My name's Frank Allen, and at Jordan's request, he's been listening to a lot of podcasts recently and told me that I should listen to some podcasts, in an effort to become more like a podcast rather than just an interview. Now, that's fine. I mean, I'm a man of many talents, so I can do lots of different things. One of those things is it's interview. One of them is host, you know, all sorts of things like that. But, yes, I can do a podcast more in the vein of the chat podcasts that Jordan listens to. He listens to a lot of podcasts with comedians, people who are interviewing comedians, mostly comedians interviewing other comedians. So I figured, well, I can do that. I mean, I don't necessarily think of myself as a comedian, but, you know, why not? You know, there's no reason that I can't be a comedian too. The easy part would be getting a comedian to be on my show. So, of course, I have with me Mr. J.P. Thompson. He's a comic, a stand-up comedian. What we're going to do is we're going to do it a little differently. Instead of a formal interview, we're just going to have a real informal chat. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hey there, J.P. Now, should I call you J.P. or what should I call
you? Yeah, Frank, thanks for having me on the show. It's really great to be here. No, you can call me Jay.
All right, Jay, it's good to have you on the show. So, what's new?
Oh, well, you know, I'm just doing my act. I'm traveling around the country. It's a lot of fun doing stand-up shows. I'm traveling with a couple buddies of mine who are also doing some stand-up, Mr. Fred Jackson and Mr. Aaron Davidson. And we've just been doing a lot of crazy comedy bits. We've been playing clubs all over the place. It's really terrific.
Great. That's good. So, cool.
I think so, yeah.
Good. Right. I've just been doing a podcast.
All right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's one of the things I started a new job, which is a lot of fun. So there's that.
Oh, right on, man. What have you been doing?
Well, that's interesting that you ask. I started off, as you can tell from hearing me talk and being here on my show, I'm a show host mostly.
Right. Yeah.
But I've been looking for a gig. I have been, kind of slumming it in the food service industry for a while. And so I was looking for a gig, and I thought I got a lead on a gig that was a kind of a MC at a dinner theater.
Oh, right on. That kind of gig can be good.
But what happened was it turned out it wasn't so much that. It was more of a, you know how they say they have a host at a restaurant and he's like, he like takes your name and sits you down somewhere.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's what the gig ended up being. And so that was kind of unfortunate, but, I didn't have a choice. You know, once I signed up for it, I had to do it. And it does have a bit of an opportunity for me to use my hosting ability because I introduce people, to their server.
All right.
But that's kind of like when you introduce someone on a show.
Yeah.
This is similar. And I get to call people's name out when their table's ready. It was kind of like a Price is Right kind of come on down.
Sure. Oh, sure.
So it's not, I mean, it's not a total loss, but I got to tell you, I'm a little disheartened because I thought it was going to be in more of a performance type situation.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I can totally sympathize. One time I got called in for this gig, this comedy gig. It was at this place I'd never heard of. I was like, all right, but they paid my fee, things like that. I thought, all right, no problem. Right. And so I came down and it was just this one dude who wanted me to do some jokes for him. I mean, that's crazy.
Right. No, I mean, that's kind of similar to what we're doing here.
Well, except I'm not doing jokes here.
Right. No, that's true. That's pretty funny, though.
I thought it was pretty messed up.
No, it is. It is. So, yeah. What else is new, though? You got a girlfriend or anything?
Well, not right now, no. I mean, when I'm on the road, you know, I got to keep free.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because, you know, fangirls and stuff.
No, all right. I got it. I got your point.
Okay.
Yeah. So, You want a drink? I'm drinking some soda here.
No, I'm all right.
Okay. You know, I'm just having a little something. All right. Let's get down to it. What else? Did you watch Lost last week?
No, I'm a few episodes behind, man. I don't want any spoil it. No spoilers.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah, but you see any movies recently?
Too busy, man. I'm out on the road, you know, like I said, and I don't have a lot of money. Don't have a lot of pocket change, but because a lot of it goes towards, you know, eating, stuff like that.
Or in the hotel room. Watch anything in the hotel room?
Just porn. You know, just porn is all I've been watching.
All right. Yep.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. Let's see. What have you been listening to? If you're driving a lot, right, you must be listening to music.
Now, you know, the radio's busted in our van, so all we do is sit around and chat.
Oh, well, what have you been chatting about?
Not much. I gotta be honest with you, man. A lot of times we just talk about how the set went the night before.
Yeah. Okay. How did your set go last night?
I didn't have a set last night. It was night off.
Oh, so what did you do?
Porn, like you said, is it the porn?
Oh. Well, yeah, I mean, we don't need to hear about that. We don't have anything else to talk about. What kind of porn? Let's not get too graphic, let me say that. But what was the plot of the porn that you watched?
Oh, yeah, well, alright. There's this guy, and he was really feeling a little frisky.
Right, yeah, that's good.
And so he called up this girl, and they just started.
Oh, no, well, without the details.
They were having some fun.
That's it? There was no plot?
No, I don't go for the ones with, like, you mean like the movie parrot? No, I don't. I just want to see people, you know, going right at it.
All right, well, that's fine. Well, then I guess we're, okay, then, yeah. What else? You said you've been eating a lot. What have you been eating? Anything good?
Well, yeah, I've been having a lot of burgers, trying burgers in lots of different places.
Oh, really? What's the best one? What's the best one you've had?
Well, I mostly stick to McDonald's burgers, so they're pretty much the same.
You don't vary it up?
No, if we see a McDonald's, man, we hit that. We hit it because that's, you know, taste of home.
Well, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, it tastes just like the McDonald's at home.
Yeah, because they all are the same.
I know, man. It's great. It's great stuff. Seriously prime stuff.
All right. That's fine. Let's see, what else can we, I mean, this is, you gotta help me out here, man. What are we gonna, we're supposed to just be shooting the breeze here.
All right, what kind of babes you like? What kind of girls are you into, man?
I don't know if I have necessarily a certain type. I mean, I do, you know, I am fond of women, obviously. I don't like them to be too much younger than I am, because, you know, I'm a discerning gentleman.
All right, so like a cougar?
Well, I don't know about that, but around my age is what I'm saying, and, you know, classy, you know, with money, optional, but preferable.
Ah, sugar mama.
Yeah, you know, why not, right? I mean, I'm a talented guy, and I deserve a little, you know, to be taken care of in a certain way.
All right, I get you, man.
But, yeah, I mean, that's, as far, you know, looks, I mean, you know, obviously more attractive is better, but, you know, I can't be that picky.
Oh, man, don't say that. That's crazy talk. You always got to go for the best. What do you want?
Well, you know, I mean, hair color could vary. You know, blondes, why not? Why not a blonde, right?
Why not?
Yeah, you know, blue eyes, I guess. No, brown eyes. I'll go with brown eyes.
All right.
And, you know, figure. Nice figure.
Now you're talking, man. That sounds great.
A girl, yeah, well, okay. So that's, I mean, that sounds like a good girl for me. Do you know anybody?
Nah, not in the area. Forget it.
Well, I didn't think so. So.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay. Is that all we got? I mean, what are we doing? Is that-
well, I mean, man, you know, you asked me on your show. Let's promote my show. I got a show tonight at the Yuck Hut. People want to hear that. You can see me doing some stand-up. You can buy my CD, Making You Laugh Hard. It's available in lots of CD stores. You could probably get it on iTunes. I don't know. I don't pay attention to that sort of thing. But seriously, come to my show. Buy it from me there. I'll keep more of the money.
That's a good deal. That's a good deal for you.
It costs a little bit more, though.
Hmm?
Well, it costs more to buy it from me, but I get more of the money. So,
right. So it's not a good deal for the listener.
Well, no, but, you know, don't tell them that.
You just did tell them that. You're trying to rip people off.
No, I'm not trying, because I have to buy them at regular price. So then I'm selling them a little bit more.
Wait, you buy them at regular price? So, no, wait, hold on. So you're ripping off your own fans is what's going on here. You are selling them something at a price that they could get cheaper elsewhere.
Yeah, but if they support me, they're going to want to buy it from me.
Yeah, that's going to be their natural instinct, is to want to buy it from you, and yet you're ripping them off. I mean, that makes you a kind of a terrible person, don't you think?
Well, I mean, I don't think of it that way.
Well, I think of it that way because that seems to be the way that it is. You're taking advantage of your fans. These are people who are dedicated to you and who, you know, like what you do, and you're taking advantage of them. I mean, that sounds like about the worst thing you could do. And that they should probably stop liking you seemed like the wise choice.
Well, hey man, no. What are you trying to say? I don't think that you should be telling my fans not to like me.
I don't think you should be taking advantage of your fans. If they stop liking you, it's your own fault. You're ripping off your fans. That's reprehensible behavior. You are, you know, I mean, this is an expose all of a sudden when it was supposed to be a pleasant chat, but now it's an expose. You stand exposed.
Hey man, I'm just trying to make a living here, man.
Well, you know, maybe you should try doing it by doing your comedy instead of scamming people, you know, and just let that rest on its own merits rather than, you know, trying to rip people off. I mean, that's seriously, that's what you're going
to
do.
I'm not trying to be a bad person, man.
Well, but you are.
Well, I mean, come on.
No, I'm not going to come on. You come on. Come on and stop ripping people off.
Oh, God, you know, all right, fine. But, I mean, how am I going to make money now?
I don't know. You know, just go without some things. That's what I'm doing. I have to sell all my things. I have to get rid of all my recordings because I have nowhere to store them anymore. All that's years of back shows gone because I don't have any money because I'm putting it on the line to live for my dream. And if your dream is comedy, then you should put yours on the line and, you know, do what you gotta do, but you shouldn't be ripping off people.
Well, I don't mean to.
You do mean to. You know you're doing it.
Well, I didn't. Well, yeah, okay.
Right. Now, I hope that you learned something from this.
Yeah.
All right, good. So, you know, what else is new? You got, you're watching 24?
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Jack Bauer, man. He's an intense dude, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, he's, you know, he's Jack Bauer. He kills people and stuff.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's pretty intense. Running around, yelling.
Yeah, he's yelling. Mm.
Huh. So, I mean, I don't know. You want to do a bit from your act?
Yeah, you know, all right. Did you ever notice, like, airplanes and stuff? Seriously, if you're ever on an airplane, you ever do that?
No, I never.
No, you're not supposed to interrupt when I'm doing the bit.
No, but we're doing a chat show, so you got to adapt it a little bit.
Oh. You mean, like, just try to work my bit into...
Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't have anything to talk about.
All right. So, Frank, did you ever go on a plane?
No.
Oh. All right, well, never mind then, man. That's all I got.
Your whole bit is about airplanes?
Well, yeah.
You did a whole CD about what it's like on an airplane?
Well, I mean, it doesn't fill the whole CD.
How much does it fill?
20 minutes.
You sell a 20-minute CD and you sell it for overpriced?
I already said I'm sorry, man. Well, like, what do you want?
I just all right, you know what? Go see him. The Laugh Hut.
I'm playing the Laugh Hut later.
Yeah. Okay. Look, you can look him up. You heard his name. You know, this is stupid. I'm not doing this kind of podcast again. This is Frank Allen Interviews. Next time, I'm going to do an interview. Okay? Come on. Like an actual freaking interview.
I wish I'd been there for that instead, man.
Yeah, well, we all do. All right. Good night.